and I wanted to share how I was taking part of my raised bed outside and setting it up in a hydroponic setup, but leaving it outside. So I've done a little bit of hydroponic growing inside my house. In fact, it's the Kratky non-circulating hydroponics that I'd heard about from the health ranger. And so I give him all the credit for that. But I decided to take some of those plants and set it up that way. With my schedule, I haven't had enough time to really get outside and maintain my garden at the level that I would like to. And I don't have a great irrigation setup on my garden. So this was going to take care of several different things in my garden. And plus, I'm considering this kind of an experiment. If it works, great. And so far, the results have been pretty remarkable. And so I'm going to share some of the materials that I use to do this. It's not a difficult thing to do. I did start a lot of my plants from seed inside the house. I transplanted them into my garden, so they've been out there for a good couple of months. And I noticed that some of them were struggling a little bit, not growing really super fast. They probably need some fertilizer, probably more water. So this is one way that I'm looking to solve the problem. So I'm gonna share how I did this, materials that I use. So hopefully this will encourage you to try something different with your garden as well. Here's a photo of the first plant that I worked with. This is a large cherry tomato plant. When I took this photo, it was roughly about a month and a half old. I started this plant from seed inside the house, and it was about 7 inches tall. The first thing that I did was to go ahead and remove this plant from the raised bed and gently remove some of the dirt around the roots and lay the plant down and get it ready to transplant. Here are two of the items that I used to set up the hydroponics. The item that you see on the top is coconut core, and this expands when you add water, and so you don't really need a whole lot, just basically to help support the plant as the roots grow and it gets established. The clay pebbles, I really enjoy using these because you can use them over and over again, and especially having the hydroponics set up outside, you're going to get just natural rain that's going to go on your setup, and so the rain can go through these clay pebbles without having any kind of soil or too much coconut core going down into your water mixture that's outside. So I definitely recommend using the clay pebbles and trying to use majority of clay pebbles in your setup. You can either use glass containers or food grade plastic containers. You'll see the photo on the left that I used it's a really thick plastic food grade, and a 4-inch net pot. You can also use probably a 3-inch, just depending on your plant size. And what I did is I cut a larger hole on the bottom of that net pot. And so when you thread the roots of your plant through there, it's a little bit easier. You can also dip the roots into water or your nutrient solution, and that makes them even easier to thread through the bottom of that net pot. The photo on the right, you're going to see the clay pebbles on the bottom and a coconut core layer on the top. I do recommend trying to use more clay pebbles than coconut core. You want to use the coconut core just to stabilize your plant until the roots get really established and start going through those clay pebbles. You also see the roots coming through the bottom of that net pot. You want the roots, of course, to touch your water or nutrient solution, but then also leave a gap there where they can have access to air. And on the top of the net pot, I also leave a little bit of a gap. So when that container is down in the ground, the roots can still have some access to air. Here's what the plant looks like after 10 days. It has matched the height of the plant off to the right, and it's real easy to remove that net pot from the container. You can add water if you need to, or more nutrient solution. Also, the roots have grown a lot over 10 days. Here's a before and after photo. The photo on the left is when the plant was still in the ground and only 7 inches tall. Then the photo on the right is 23 days later, and you can see the beautiful dark green color that the leaves now have, and I haven't had to water it once. Here's another example of a zucchini plant. The one on the left I planted about 2 months after the plant that you see on the right.